Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here to bring you today's midday interview. I have two guests today from Cape Fear Community College from the English department there. Alicia Alexander and Jada Och took a little hike down the street to come in and visit with us today. Thank you both so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here, Jamila.
Good. Let's talk about this wonderful thing called Portals that I'm just now hearing about. Mm-hmm. Portals is an annual literary journal. And tell us how it got started, first of all.
Okay. Well, we started publishing Portals about 15 years ago. It's a publication that the English department puts together, and we put out one issue per year in April. And it basically features the writing and artwork of students, faculty, and staff. We accept submissions of poetry, fiction, nonfiction, and visual art. And basically, students and faculty members and staff of Cape Fear get to participate in the judging process. So it's basically, you know, submissions from students, faculty, and staff, and we also get to make all of the selections.
Oh, now, mm-hmm. The artwork, is it color or is it black and white?
It's black and white as of now, but we're kind of mm-hmm. thinking in the future of adding some color as well.
And how large is the journal?
The journal is about 75 to 80 pages.
Mm-hmm. That's substantial.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it covers not only written works, but also some artwork as well.
Oh, definitely. Photography and paintings and drawings and even some sculptures, photos of sculptures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Yeah. And now you are both on the committee that puts together portals that asks for submissions and sorts
mm-hmm.
through them.
Mm-hmm.
How much time does that take and what does that process look like?
Well, we start promoting the journal and announcing the call out for submissions as early as August. And then the entire process of selecting the pieces and judging the pieces takes us up until February of the following year. And then we actually don't have the final copy made and printed until April. So it's an entire, you know, two semester process, mm-hmm. You know, including promotion, design, and publication.
Is it all designed and printed then at Cape Fear Community College?
It is. And finally, when we have the main copy, you know, designed and ready to go, we send it to the printers. Action Printing is who we work with, and they do all the, you know, final touches for us.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Portals is going to have some folks reading from it this evening. Mm-hmm. Alicia, can you tell us about that?
Yes, I'm excited to be on the committee this semester, Portals Committee, and some of the faculty, about five members of the faculty, the English Department faculty, will be reading from their original works, and mm-hmm. I'll be reading from my screenplay, What the River Knows, tonight, along with, I think, four mm-hmm. students from Cape Fear.
Mm-hmm. Now, talk to us about your screenplay.
Well, What the River Knows is based on the 1898 riot that happened here in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's set in both the present and the past. It's a ghost story / murder mystery / historical fiction. And it was my thesis for my master's at ECU, but I learned screenwriting from Stanley Colbert at UNCW when I was in the creative writing graduate program there.
Well, that is such a powerful event in the history of this area. It certainly deserves a play or a film or there's more than one book out about that event, but there's one fictionalized account by Philip Gerard.
Yes, I think because of the centennial, the 100 year, 1998. I had moved here a couple years before that, and there was a huge 3-year event surrounding the 100th anniversary mm-hmm. of the riot. So now it's 113 years later, and there are many books, many theses, many activities and written works on the riot.
And it was something in Wilmington's past that people just never spoke of. It was just such a let's not even go there kind of situation.
Oh, yes.
And so that centennial celebration or centennial commemoration brought a lot of folks together. There were racial dialogue circles and many other things that happened at that time. So you'll be reading from your screenplay tonight about the 1898 events.
Yes, mm-hmm. I will be.
Good. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Alicia Alexander and Jada Och from the English department at Cape Fear Community College. They are both professors there. I'd like you, Jada, to talk a little bit about your own writing as well. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about Alicia's.
Right. Well, I write poetry and also essays, and I'm currently working on a collection of poetry from the past 3 or 4 years. This year I've been doing a lot of writing, and it's finally time, I think, to, you know, start thinking about how all of that can work together cohesively. So that's my task for myself in the next couple of months, is to sort of, you know, strategize some sort of plan for that.
What inspires your poetry? What things just make you want to grab that little notebook out of your pocket and start scrabbling things down?
Well, just conversations that I overhear. I'm sort of an eavesdropper in that way. I always carry around a little notebook with me, and if I hear people saying something interesting, even if it's out of context, or if I see, you know, something sort of quirky mentioned on a sign, I make sure to grab my book and, you know, write that down. And I use that, you know, kind of as inspiration for my work, just the, you know, voices and, you know, rhetoric of others.
Wow. Let's talk again about the event. It is tonight from 6:30 to 8 o'clock at Old Books on Front Street. There will be 5 faculty members and 4 students reading tonight.
Right.
And let's talk a little bit about what kinds of things our listeners might hear if they go tonight.
Okay.
Is it poetry or is it prose or what's happening tonight?
It's actually just a variety of different types of writing. We have, Alicia's going to be reading from her play. We have another faculty member who's going to be reading some short fiction. Several people are going to be reading their poetry. And there's one student whose performance I've seen already. She gave me a little teaser yesterday, but she's going to be doing a slam poetry piece. And so it involves, you know, kind of dance, and she's using her body also as a way of giving us the poem in a new way. So
exciting.
I'm really excited about that.
Oh, so slam poetry is like performance art meets poetry.
Right.
Spoken word, performance, actually emotion coming through.
Sometimes dance.
Dance, movement. Emotions are coming out.
Yeah, I think the body is the language.
The words.
So it may not be the same every time that she does it. It will depend on what she's feeling in the moment as she's performing it.
Definitely. And she brings the audience in, too. I mean, she's going to point at specific people and, you know, kind of give them directions and tell them to do things. And so it really engages the audience, I think, in a unique way that sometimes we don't get if someone's just, you know, reading their work, which that's entertaining in its own way. But this is, yeah, really attention grabbing, I think, and people really enjoy it.
Oh.
I did.
It won't be totally spontaneous.
Right.
Improvisational.
A lot
of written work. Yes,
right.
And it is a written work. And so these artists are poets. And so she's probably going to be bringing some work that she's already developed.
Right. And many of the students who are reading tonight, this is going to be their first public reading, and so they're extremely excited to get their work out there in this way for the first time. Most of them are creative writing students or students who are taking literature classes at Cape Fear, and yeah, they're just excited to, you know, have an audience. I think that's really important.
And these 5 students are all ones who are published in the current Portals that's coming out?
I think one student has been published so far in Portals, and the others are definitely submitting work for this year, this semester. Our submissions deadline, if anybody is listening who is a student, faculty, or staff, is November 29th at midnight, and you can submit your work or find out information about submitting your work by visiting our website, which is cfcc.edu/portals.
cfcc.edu/portals.
Yes.
All right. And there's another phone number you can call if you need information. It's 362-7109. I think we've covered it, but what else is on your mind that you want to share today while we have this 2 minutes left?
Okay, we also wanted to let people know if they were interested in submitting that in addition to getting your work published, there are also several prizes that we have available. Due to a grant that we received last year, we now have sort of a grand prize award in a writing category for a student. It's $350. And our other prizes range from $25 to $100. So not only can you gain fame by being published, but you can also get a little money, hopefully.
Oh my gosh, fame and fortune all
exactly
wrapped up together.
Exactly, the dream.
It's great.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts, Alicia?
Yes, and if you do want to get a sense of what did happen in our backyard of Wilmington in November 10th, 1898, very important event, you will get a good sense of what happened and how it is affecting the present in my screenplay.
And say the name of your screenplay again.
What the River Knows.
I love that title.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you both so much for coming today. Alicia Alexander and Jada Och from the English Department at Cape Fear Community College, where they teach English and creative writing and all sorts of good things. And they have this wonderful journal called Portals that comes out once a year, the annual literary journal that features prose, poetry, artwork, fiction, and nonfiction. And one more quick thought. Where would you like to see Portals go if you could have a dream about Portals?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion lately within our committee about making it a community journal, not just a journal that features submissions by students, faculty, and staff. We hope to one day maybe open it up to the city of Wilmington or our county. So that's definitely a dream of ours. If we can work out a process for that and also think about some funding, then that's definitely where we'd like to take it sometime
soon. That sounds good. Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you, Jamila.
Thank you, Jada. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you for having us.
This is WHQR.